Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2023 OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 23 locations are set for 2023. These events being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research. Supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation. Made possible with funding by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. You'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2023. To find out details about the Wheat Plot Tour Field Day close to you, go to okwheat.org. Click on the calendar button. They've got details about the field days, or you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the calendar button there for more information as well. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, crop marketing specialist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Kim Anderson, says 1 week can sure make a whole lot of difference in the crop markets.
I mean, look at this rain. It's just spectacular. We've had to figure out what it was for a while. But wheat prices have also fallen about 77 cents this last week. Go up to Medford, look at what you can forward contract for harvest delivery today, around $7.55. That's 77 cents lower than it was last week when we were taping this show. You look at corn, it's down 28 cents. It's down to around $5.23, just below that $5.25 support price. Bean prices are down about 50 cents. Down below that $12 level where we had a good, relatively good support, but we've got support for beans.
So what are you seeing for wheat crop conditions around the state?
Looking at the crop condition report, wheat crop conditions declined considerably over the last couple weeks. You look at the overall hard red winter wheat condition, these are my numbers, 42% last year at harvest for poor to very poor, 38% 2 weeks ago, 43%. So you went down from a couple weeks ago. You look at Oklahoma, this time at harvest last year, we were around 48-49%. A couple weeks ago, 45%. We dropped to 62% poor to very poor on Oklahoma hard red winter wheat conditions.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, wheat field tours have begun across the state of Oklahoma, and Chickasha had theirs this past week. Ron Hayes had an opportunity to visit with Oklahoma State University's Brett Carver from the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences about his work with different wheat varieties to produce better quality and yielding wheat.
It's kind of like watching kids grow up. You just get used to seeing year after year some of the same kids, and you start to pick up some patterns. And, of course, you can't pick up those patterns among tens of thousands of them. But when you get to the level of around 100, then you start to really focus. And it just takes multiple looks. It takes multiple years to really figure out how these kids are going to work and where they're going to work best.
One of the most important traits a variety must have in Oklahoma, Carver said, is the ability to handle all kinds of stress, especially drought stress.
They've got to be able to take stress. I mean, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that, you know. And
the OSU Wheat Breeding Program has also just released its newest variety of winter wheat called High Cotton. Carver's very proud of this one and said it's a great example of great quality. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.